Today is a feast that is very important to the church. And regardless of the idiocies that are being borne around in the church today by different ones, nevertheless, it is a very important principal feast of the church. Because today, the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, we celebrate that which Christ has established. Thou art the rock, and upon thee, the rock, I will establish my church. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't and haven't been pontiffs, supreme pontiffs, that have been very wrong and very immoral. And of course, that in itself doesn't take away from that which Christ has established. And so, in a very, very special way, we pray today for the Supreme Pontiff, Pope Leo XIV, that he may be blessed and that he may do the right things and make the right decisions. He is surrounded by evil men, and he needs to get rid of them, but he hasn't yet. So today, in a very special way, we need to pray for the Holy Father. And we need to pray also for ourselves, that we may always be faithful. And of course, in a very, very special way, we pray that the schism that is threatened, and the excommunications that are threatened, may not take place. But nevertheless, we also pray for those who are trying to preserve tradition in its fullness. And so, as we celebrate these mysteries, we call upon God to hear our prayer, to preserve the church, and to bring back the many who have fallen away from the true faith, including bishops and priests and religious and the faithful, back to the true faith, which is the faith of Saints Peter and Paul. Today, in Europe, as it was the last time I was there for the feast of Saint Peter and Paul, is a horribly hot day. It's 40 or 44 Celsius, and that's very, very hot. It's over 100 degrees, and all of Europe is burning. Spain and France, especially France, but even Switzerland is hot. And so perhaps this is a sign. But either way, we remember the last time we were in Rome for the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. And we, of course, went to greet the Holy Father in person. And all kinds of things were happening all around us. And so I prayed at that time for the Holy Father, St. John Paul II. And I pray today in a very special way for Pope Leo XIV. I also pray for all of our parishioners, in particular Brother Jake, who is in Switzerland. He arrived yesterday with all the seminarians in Switzerland to witness the event on July 1st. May God turn things around, and not that we don't want the bishops to be consecrated, but that the whole church may return to the fullness of the faith, and that there will be no schism and no excommunication. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.